Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Media Blast Podcast Edition, where we discuss any media topic regarding movies, video games, shows, and more. My name is Tyler Martin, and I am your host for this podcast series. With all that said, let us begin. So, Sonic the Hedgehog. We all love him, right? He's one of the most popular video game icons of all time, next to Pac-Man and Mario and Crash Bandicoot. Lots of games, good and bad, lots of merchandise, lots of crossovers, a few anime, 5 cartoons, and currently 2 movies and an upcoming 3rd movie and a TV show. With the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie and the Knuckles spin-off show announced on February 16, 2022, before the second Sonic movie released on April 8th, everybody got flippin' excited! But they didn't get hyped truly beyond belief until the filming production started on November 29th, 2023, showing a clipboard and the iconic shoes of Shadow the Hedgehog, the ultimate life form. And last month, we got a new video from Paramount revealing the title treatment for Sonic Movie 3, referencing the rivalry between Sonic and Shadow, and Jim Carrey's laugh at the end of the video indicating that the acting legend himself is returning. The filming was wrapped up on March 14th, which may seem to be very quick, but that's because, during the actor and writer strike, Paramount already filmed some scenes for the movie without any actors involved, meaning all the scenes were filmed out of order. So yeah, everybody's gone bananas with the anticipation of the film, and while we wait for it to release, we got the Knuckles show to check out soon. The description of the Knuckles show says that its story takes place between Sonic Movie 2 and 3, meaning that it will happen after Robotnik's defeat by Super Sonic, and before we get to see Shadow himself. And as we learn from the show's plot so far, Knuckles sets off on a quest with Wade while he trains him to learn the ways of the Echidna Warrior and fights against the villain who used to work for Robotnik. Sure, we're getting all this cool stuff and all, but you may be wondering, how did we get this far? Well, to put it simply, it all started with a character redesign that saved the first movie as well as the entire movie series. It wasn't looking so good before Tyson Hess came in, Tyson Hess being the artist for the Sonic the Hedgehog series. And Sonic himself didn't look very good in his original posters, nor the very first movie trailer. He used to look like an ugly human rat, but now he actually looks like the super cool hedgehog that we all know and love, with only a few minor changes. The question we asked before was, how the heck did Paramount approve this monstrosity? That remains a good question, but it's still great that Paramount learned their lesson after the negative opinion on Ugly Sonic's design from the first trailer. After the first poster was revealed, the Sonic movie and social media team decided to poke fun at the fans' complaints and started reposting memes and joke fan art about it. Heh, way to manage their marketing. But when Jeff Fowler understood that we hated the design and decided to fix it and redo the animation for it, the social media team removed their jokes and reposts and started their marketing over from scratch. Trust me, I had seen it before, and all that stuff was actually gone. There were no traces of it whatsoever. But maybe that one particular website, Wayback Machine, still has a page where the Sonic Movie Twitter still has those reposts of memes and the joke fan art. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. People went from losing hope to getting back hope, loving the first movie and asking for more. We asked, and we were received. Woo! When the second movie got released, everybody got hyped up, and it is a relief that Paramount didn't decide to resort back to the ugly design, not even for an April Fool's prank. The lesson is, you've got to make your character designs look visually appealing to your audience, and your series will have a great future. Man, to think all that started with a simple announcement from Sony that they were going to make a movie, set to release on June 10th, 2014. I'm honestly glad, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's glad around here, that Paramount is in charge of the movies instead, because I'm guessing Sony wasn't doing pretty good in the movie department back in the day. But I do know that the real reason why Paramount acquired the rights to the Sonic movies is because Sony put it into turnaround. I honestly used to think that it was because of the Emoji Movie or something like that, or that the Sony was hacked around the time that Sonic movie was being made by Sony, but whatever. Now, if Sony was still in charge of the first movie and didn't listen to the fans' criticisms at all, none of this would have happened. And I mean none of this would have happened. We wouldn't have gotten the first film, the second film, and we wouldn't even be getting the third movie and a TV show. We're all happy with how things are with the Sonic Cinematic Universe now, and we all hope that Sonic Movie 3 and the Knuckles Show will do fantastic. I have high hopes, you guys. I really hope you do too, because I absolutely love the movie series so much. Knuckles will be streaming on Paramount Plus on April 26th, and Sonic Movie 3 is set to release on December 20th this year. And that about does it for the second episode of Media Blast Podcast Edition. See, I told you this wouldn't be sad like last time. Well, with all that said, stay tuned for the next episode of the show, stay safe, and have a blast. And also, gotta go fast.